Hello again, everybody. It's Lindsay back with Dr. Bradley Nelson, and we're finishing the first recording about the emotion code. And if you happen to have clicked on this link before the first one, this is the second of two recordings, please make sure you listen to the first recording first, because it explains what we've been doing and explains who Dr. Nelson is and so on. So this is just an adjunct to the first part, and Dr. Nelson was nice enough to agree to let us do another 10 or 15 minutes so we could finish up his ideas and thoughts about the emotion code. So go ahead, Dr. Brad, and let's take up where we left off, if you can remember that, and fill us in on this fascinating subject.
Okay, fantastic. Well, in the time that we have, I want to tell you just a little bit about what we call the heart wall.
Oh, yeah.
And the heart wall is really the most important part of the emotion code, and it's all about the heart. Well, your heart, of course, generates 60 to 1,000 times more power and electromagnetic energy than your brain. It's easily the most powerful organ in your body.
Uh-huh.
Beats 100,000 times a day, 40 million times a year. And back in 1895, they developed a device called the EKG that we still use that measures the heart electrical field.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have a device called the magnetocardiogram that measures the heart's magnetic field. And what they find now using that device is that the heart's magnetic field extends out from the body about 12 feet in diameter.
Mm-hmm.
And what we find now is that what we believe is that the heartbeat is a means of communication to every cell in the body. And we believe that those cells in the body obey the heart's communications. Well, what we're finding now is that the heart, we think, is actually a second brain. Now, the ancients understood this. The ancient peoples believed that the heart was the seat of the soul and the core of our being and the source of our love and the source of our creativity. And there are ancient writings, for example, in the Bible, in Proverbs, it says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Mm-hmm.
And we've always thought, well, that was just, you know, poetic license. All that talk about the heart, it's interesting, but it's just poetry. Mm-hmm. Another one says, the Lord sees not as man sees, for man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart,
mm-hmm.
Right? Well, what does that mean? The heart is just a pump, isn't it? Isn't that what we learn? The ancient Egyptians believed that after you die, there's a ceremony that you go through that's called the weighing of the heart that is all about what kind of person you really are, because that's what's in your heart. Well, the heart is continually sending electrical signals, energy signals to all the cells of the body. And the brain that's in your head is obeying those messages that are sent by that heart brain. Now, they've proven several times that when you are feeling thoughts of love or affection for another person, your heartbeat will appear in that person's brain waves if he or she is hooked up to what's called a magnetoencephalogram.
Mm.
Your heart rates will synchronize.
Wow.
So there's this invisible communication going on between us all the time. And they've recently actually photographed this energy in Russia using some very specialized equipment. They photographed this energy that comes out of the heart, this communication message, fascinating stuff. Well, we first started to realize that the heart has these other capabilities when we started transplanting hearts, because transplant recipients sometimes receive the memories and the affinities and the loves of the donor along
yeah.
with their new heart.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of stories like this, but one of the most amazing was this girl who was 7 years old, and she had recurring nightmares after receiving the heart of another child who had been murdered. Now, these nightmares that she had were nightmares that she was actually being killed, and her descriptions of the murderer, as well as the murder weapon, actually led to the arrest and conviction of the
No,
murderer.
Get out.
No, I'm not kidding. It's an amazing thing, and sometimes it's just a very simple thing. For example, there was a man read about recently who was 25 years old. He got a woman's heart, and now to the delight of his girlfriend, he has this consistent and powerful need to shop.
Oh, God.
My wife thinks that's the one that
I'm. That's funny. Or, you know, he's having hot flashes or something like that. You know, there's a movie about this called The Living Matrix that we talk about in EFT, because the technique of matrix reimprinting, talking about that energy field that extends beyond the body, is big within EFT. And it talks about and absolutely validates what you're saying about the heart being the primary organ, not our brain, and how powerful and how much more electromagnetic it is and all of that. So you can Google livingmatrix.com or whatever and find it.
Well, and I've seen the movie. Great movie.
Yes,
and
terrific. And so I get that. Yep.
Well, what happened was in 1998, I was with my wife at a conference on magnetic healing where I was one of the speakers. And early in the morning of this conference, she woke me up. She said she'd had a dream. And in the dream, there were three symbols. And she said that she knew that these three symbols had to do with, there were issues, three issues that we had to deal with her help. And so the first two issues were things, trapped emotions that we had missed. Somehow we cleared those. When I had turned my attention to the third symbol, I suddenly had what I can only describe as a waking vision, where suddenly before me, the room that I was in wasn't there anymore, and what I was seeing was this beautiful hardwood floor. And it looked like it had 100 coats of polish on it. And this lasted for several minutes, and it wasn't anything I imagined. Believe me, this was given to me from up above, and it was a vision, literally a vision. And as I'm looking at this and describing to my wife what I'm seeing, I'm also understanding very clearly that my wife's heart is underneath this floor. And I told her what I was seeing, and neither one of us had any idea what this was about. And so we prayed and asked for some help. We started testing and trying to get some guidance about this. And what we found was that she had put up a wall of energy around her heart to protect her heart from being totally broken. You know, sometimes we feel those feelings that we refer to as heartache, that physical sensation that occurs when the deepest part of us is really wounded, deep grief or hurt or loss.
Yeah,
that,
we feel it
I
in
believe
our heart.
It, hmm?
People actually feel that. Do you feel like you have like somebody hit you in the chest with a sledgehammer, a hole in your heart when we experience loss of someone? Definitely it's a physical feeling.
Yes, it absolutely is. And I think the reason why is because it really is an assault on that deepest part of our being, on the heart. Well, if you have that experience happen to you more than once or twice, what happens is the subconscious mind, which is the heart itself, I believe, it puts up a wall, an energy wall around the heart to protect that.
Brent, did I lose you? Brent?